with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Karim Shayab reports from Beirut on an Israeli drone strike.
I'm standing right outside the Ramada Hotel in Beirut, where last night an Israeli strike hit one of the rooms in that corner over there, killing at least four people and wounding several others. The strike came without warning, and we don't immediately know who was targeted. However, the Israeli military did say that they were going after Iranian Revolutionary Guard members that were operating here in Beirut. The death toll in Lebanon over the past week has now exceeded 300 people since the start of this latest conflict between Hezbollah and Israel just a week ago, and hundreds of thousands of displaced people are now worried that no place could be safe. This is the heart of the Lebanese capital. It has been safe so far in this conflict, and people are sheltering in hotels like this and in public schools like one just down the street. And for people living in safer areas, they're worried that they might not be spared from the strikes any longer.
A federal judge is ruling that the Trump administration's actions to dismantle the Voice of America are, quote, illegal. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen with the latest on that.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth says Carrie Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take her actions. His ruling was the result of a lawsuit filed by three journalists laid off by Lake. Lake calls it a bogus ruling by an activist judge and says it will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. The decision's effect on VOA operations is not clear. Voice of America transmits news coverage to countries around the world. VOA has been operating with a skeleton staff in only a handful of languages. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Asia Monday, stocks continue taking a beating. This is SRN News. Religion doesn't matter a whole lot to many Americans. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with an update.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James ordering one of Manhattan's biggest hospitals to resume sex change operations for kids. NYU Langone stopped that procedure amid funding threats from the Trump administration. The attorney general claims the hospital decision violates the state's anti-discrimination law in New York. This is SRN News. There remains a deep divide over daylight saving time, which returned over the weekend. Correspondent Julie Walker.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
There were solemn ceremonies in Alabama marking the 61st anniversary of a key event of the Civil Rights Movement when state troopers attacked rights marchers in Selma. The violence in March of 65 galvanized support for the eventual passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. More details, srnnews.com.